My dad was in the military. So Fort Lawton in Seattle, and he went to Virginia, then Germany, then he retired at Fort Lewis. So I came back in Tacoma in junior high school, 64, came back to Tacoma.
Alabama.
Alabama.
And they all came over in a car with 11 deep. Can you
Is that
believe
right?
that? Oh my goodness. They weren't making a second trip. We lived with our grandparents. So it was like second generation, third generation, actually, because the mother of the grandparents were there.
Ocala, Florida is where I was born, and then from there lived in various other places in Florida, Miami, Orlando. From there I joined the military. That was 1973. Being military, you get to move around to a variety of places to be stationed, from Alaska, overseas, Germany, other areas in the state, Mississippi, Michigan, and of course here. Been here, stationed here, and then actually been here since 1974, stationed local air base.
I think it was 6 to 8. I came on a visit, and I like it out here. With me coming from Georgia, you didn't see a whole lot of mixed people, and it was kind of different. You know, you'd be saying this, something you read in the books at school. This place can't be real. It was nice. Had to get adjusted to the rain. Oh, everywhere you go, you have to carry an umbrella. Cause when I first came here, you used to have a purse with an umbrella in it all the time, cause it really did rain. And now it don't do that like it used to.
Well, in 1957, I came out here and bought the K Street department store with another gentleman. His name is Fred Kinderman. He's passed on now. But I left and went back east, and I came back out here, and I've been in the Tacoma area ever since.
Okay.
But I've been up on the hill here this last shot close to 40 years.
My dad was born and raised here. My mom was born in Cali, raised in both Minnesota and Cali, but my mom moved here from Minnesota when she was 18 after she had me.
Tacoma, Washington, Hilltop, born and raised. I want to say it's 1990. My parents moved here from Portland.
My mother was born and raised in Los Angeles, and my father went to Hollywood to work, and they fell in love, and he moved her here. His father was in the military, which brought him here. And then once he was out of the military, he decided to station himself here. But when he went home to visit his family, there was a woman who was in college and was boarding at his parents' home. He fell in love with her and then moved her to Tacoma. And
Okay.
those are my grandparents. My grandparents first got here in 1939.
Hometown's a place called Manitou Springs. It's the traditional homeland of the Tabaqawachi Ute, and then the Ute Pass, where my grandma's people are from, the Jicarilla Apache. It's definitely outside the res, but it's our traditional homeland, as people like Colonel Shivington moved in, who was a U.S. Cavalry colonel responsible for like the massacre at Sand Creek. A lot of the tribal lands were subsequently reduced as tribes were massacred and then pushed further out, so that most of Colorado now has no reservation space, or very little reservation space. I can remember the state coming in and taking my sisters away. It was all part of Indian relocation, and they were given a choice to move to Washington, which later I found Tacoma was the fifth largest relocation city in the country, that in the 70s we were a part of that.
I'm from Burien, but I've lived in Tacoma since I was like 6 months old.
My father, he was stationed in Germany, so then I think his next, once he left Germany, they came here to Fort Lewis. This would have been 55.
The communists was strong in Poland. They tried to destroy the workers class. There was anybody who liked the Communist Party, and what they say was right, that was okay. But other people, no. That's because we tried to escape. I escaped to Greece, asked in Greece for a political asylum, and later, I applied for the immigrant visa, and I came to Massachusetts. It was a small town. I was happy there, but my brother-in-law, he lives in Seattle. That's where I came. I think that was 1986, first time. I came here, and I like the weather because it was not raining. And then November 1987, I moved to the Washington State.
I was born in Bonham, Texas, which is about 80 miles northeast of Dallas. And I came to San Diego, California when I was 13. And I stayed there and graduated from high school at 16. And I married my husband in San Diego, and we've been married 63 years. He was in the Navy. He retired submariner. And then we went to Hawaii, and then we came back from Hawaii and got stationed here at, believe it or not, he got stationed here at McCord Air Force Base. The only sailor that was a Navy guy was stationed at McCord. That had to be in the 70s, early 70s.
My mom moved to Washington in the early, mid-70s. We originally come from Arkansas. My mom actually came here because she wanted a change. You know, she comes from a very big family herself. She's the youngest of 18 children. So our family's really dominant in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. She didn't want that life, so she decided to come to Tacoma, Washington. And, you know, this was a place that my mom felt that she would be best suited for her children and for herself.
So my dad was in the military, and he was stationed in Thailand when he met my mom. And they were moving back here to be at Fort Lewis, so they didn't want to be on base. So it was kind of the closest area, you know, pretty affordable housing and not too close to the base. So,
for sure.
Oh man, my parents have been here in that house over 40 years.
My family got here in the late 40s.
Well, my father was in the military. He was originally from Arkansas, and my mother was from Alabama, and they met when they were both in the military in Los Angeles, and my father was stationed at Fort Lewis, probably in the late 40s, when they still had all black units out there. My father was a prisoner of war in Korea. He was captured by the Chinese, so he was actually a prisoner of war for 3 years, and when they released him, the Army told him that he would could choose one duty station to remain in and never have to move, and he chose Tacoma.
Story kept is my dad was drafted for the military for the Vietnam War. Praise God he never went to the war. That brought him up here.
Moms and pops from Louisiana. Pops was stationed Fort Worth, Texas. Came out here after that. Hilltop isn't a place. It's the aura. Once you come up here, you just feel it. I don't even know.